There are two practice questions to attempt to complete this session.
Let us start by plotting Jeremy's lifetime transfers. In March 1998, he gave £150,000 to a discretionary trust. After deducting two annual exemptions, Jeremy made a CLT of £144,000. In July 2004, he gave £225,000 to his brother Joe. Again, we can deduct two annual exemptions, leaving Jeremy with a PET of £219,000. Jeremy died in August 2010. We therefore need to go back 7 years from the date of death to identify transfers which are chargeable on death. There will therefore be no additional tax on the chargeable lifetime transfer in 1998, but the PET in July 2004 will now be chargeable to inheritance tax. Let us therefore calculate the tax payable by Joe on this failed PET. We start with the nil band at the date of death. As usual, we need to go back 7 years from the date of the PET and identify any previous chargeable transfers in that 7 year period. The chargeable transfer of £144,000 in March 1998 is within this 7 year time period and therefore needs to be counted. This reduces the nil band to £181,000. Therefore, £38,000 of the PET is chargeable to inheritance tax. Again, this illustrates the point that even though the CLT in March 1998 is not itself chargeable to tax on death, because it was made within 7 years of the PET, it will affect the tax payable on the PET at the date of death. We charge tax at the death rate of 40%, giving £15,200. Taper relief is relevant here, as there are more than 3 years between the date of the gift and the date of Jeremy's death. The time period is a little over 6 years, giving a taper percentage of 80%. After deducting taper relief, the tax payable by Joe on the death of Jeremy is £3,040. Geoffrey gave a house to his friend Peter in June 2010. He has therefore made a potentially exempt transfer, on which no lifetime inheritance tax is due. This PET became chargeable in September 2010, when Geoffrey died. Whenever tax is payable on a potentially exempt transfer, the death tax is payable by the donee. In this case, Peter will bear the tax. Death tax is always due 6 months from the end of the month in which the death occurred. As Geoffrey died in September 2010, the death tax will be payable no later than the 31st of March 2011. This concludes this lecture on additional tax payable as a result of death.